Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church of Las Vegas. Thanks so much for listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast this morning. Hey, I wanted to start off the broadcast this morning by reading Psalm 127. There's two parts to this, and I think they fit so well together. And I just wanted to just jump right in this morning into the scripture and share this song of Solomon with you. Psalm 127, verse 1, it says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain." It is so important for us to realize that God needs to be priority in our mind, in our life, in the things that we do. We need to recognize God. We need to acknowledge that He exists. Okay, in Hebrews 11 in verse 6, it says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." And friend, I hope if you're listening this morning that you are doing that. You see, it's not just a one-time thing. It is a lifelong pursuit of God. It's filling your mind and heart up with His Word, striving to understand His ways and His thoughts. And ultimately, there's no way that we can understand all of those ways. In fact, Isaiah tells us that God says, "My ways are above your ways and my thoughts above your thoughts." And yet what God has revealed to us about Him tells us and shows us a good, righteous, holy God who defends those who love Him and serve Him, who puts His hand against those and brings vengeance on those who would do wrong and evil. God is a perfect God. There's no evil in Him. There's no lie in Him. And yet, so many people act as if He doesn't even exist. And sometimes even the people that claim to believe that He exists treat Him as if He doesn't. And that ought to make us sad. Because it says in verse 1 again that unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. You know, Jesus said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul?" And Jesus said at the end of His Sermon on the Mount that if you don't build on the solid foundation of putting the words of Christ into practice in your life, you're building your house on the sand. If you're building a house that's just about money and prestige and power and whatever you think you're living for, if you're trying to build your house on your own with your wisdom, your house is going to fall just as surely as mine would fall if we do that. We need to make up our mind that we're going to serve the Lord. You know, Joshua, again, back in Joshua 24, when the Israelites had crossed over the Jordan and they'd attacked Jericho and so many other places in the promised land that God had been with them and helped them to defeat those people because they had turned against God a long time ago. And God was bringing His judgment against those nations. And yet, toward the end of the book, Joshua is like, "Okay, you guys, you need to make up your mind whom you're going to serve." Too often, people make a decision for the Lord, and then down the road, they turn away from it. Or they get apathetic in their service. Or they get They get cool. They get lukewarm in service to Christ. And Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3 pretty clearly, listen, you know, I wish you were either hot or cold. You see, both of those have an advantage. Both of those have a good thing going on with them. That hot is good for a lot of things. Cold is good for a lot of things. But lukewarm is worthless. And so he said, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And I hope nobody's listening to this that is a follower of Christ or has followed Christ, and you're lukewarm, because that's not a good place to be in, friend. And you have basically shown Jesus out of your life. You have shown him to the door, as it would, and said, get out. That's why in Revelation 3, it's also Jesus is also pictured as knocking on the door to your heart, because he should be inside dining with you, living with you, a part of your life. But you dismissed him. You told him to go away. And so he's not willing to do that. He's knocking on the outside of your heart's door saying, I want to come back in. Okay? Will you let him? Will you let him? And an even better scenario is, don't ever show him to the door. Make sure that you live in such a way, you act in such a way, your attitude is such that Jesus is your life and he's my life. Because unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Now, it goes on to say in verse 2, in vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. You know, this was what Solomon saw all through his life with the wisdom that God gave him. Now, obviously, Solomon wasn't a perfect man, and even in spite of all that wisdom, he still made terrible, terrible choices in disregarding the word of God in his life. And so here he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 17, so I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool. Yet he will have control over all the work into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a man may do his work with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then he must leave all he owns to someone who has not worked for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune. What does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days, his work is pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is meaningless. And I'd say amen. Because if that's all you're doing with your life, if you're just rising early and staying up late for food to eat, for clothes to wear, for a better house to live in, for a nicer car, for the newest phone, for the newest electronic gadgets. Really? Man, life is way more than that. It's way more than that. And yet, this is the quote-unquote American dream that everybody wants to follow. You know what Jesus said about that? He said in Matthew 6, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, or what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? In fact, we all know this. Worry and stress and anxiety and all of those things, they actually take life away from your life, right? They don't add anything to it. He goes on to say in verse 28, why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of those. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all those things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. You know, God knows what we need, and God expects us to use our talents, expects us to use our intellect, our wisdom, to do what's good in this world, to find what our gifts and talents and strengths and even our weaknesses are suited for, so that we can not do it in pursuit of wealth and money and everything for us, but so that we can live for the kingdom of God, so that we can use our influence to bring people to Christ, so we can use our resources to live in such a way as to help people come to know Christ, and to provide for others who are less fortunate than we are, or to be a blessing within the family of God when there's trouble or calamity. And so seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. You know why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 16, when Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, because this was revealed to you not by human understanding, but by my Father in heaven. In other words, you understand. And Jesus said, on that rock, not the rock that Peter was what the church was to be built on, but what Peter said, that rock, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the rock. That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:11. There's no other foundation other than the one which has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. And who laid the foundation? God did. God did. Because it says here, back in Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, its labors or its builders labor in vain. And so I'm glad that I'm a part of the kingdom of God, his church, that he laid the foundation of, his own son, Jesus Christ. And I don't have to go through this life worrying and fretting or being anxious about all the things that the world's running after. I don't have to keep up with the Joneses. I don't have to spend a lot of money to impress people to make them think that I'm better than I am. God knows who I am, and sometimes I wish he didn't know everything about me. And yet, when I'm close to him, I'm glad he does. And I'm glad he knows every hair on my head. And I'm glad he knows my weaknesses. And I'm glad he knows my strengths. And I'm glad he knows when I fail. And I'm glad he knows when I'm victorious. Because I want to share my life with him, because he's the one that gave it to me in the first place. Why wouldn't you want to pursue a relationship with a God who loves you, who demonstrated his love for you in sending Jesus to die on the cross for you, who said, I'll always be with you. You're never alone. I'm always here for you. And so, friend, which will you pursue? Will you pursue the quote-unquote American dream? Will you in vain rise early and stay up late? Or will you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? Will you in everything acknowledge him? Will you with prayer and petition and thanksgiving instead of anxiety present your life, your request to the Lord? And that peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And you'll be able to fall down asleep at night and enjoy peaceful slumber with the Lord. Your choice, my choice. But boy, I'll tell you what, to me, it seems like a no-brainer, right? Hey, let's listen to the Casting Crowns sing our first song this morning called The American Dream. Not coincidentally, I chose that song on purpose. Listen to the words, that how silly and pointless it is to pursue that when we can pursue Jesus. Let's listen this morning.
Onward, no play. May have made Jack a dull boy, but all work, no guy has left Jack with a lost soul. But he's moving on full steam, he's chasing the American dream. He's gonna give his family a finer thing. Not this time, son, I've no time to waste, maybe tomorrow. season two was new BMW, and got farther and farther and farther away. 'Cause he works all day and tries to sleep at night. He says things will get better, better in time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he had in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long this kingdom stands. This kingdom stands. This American dream is beginning to seem more and more like a nightmare with every passing day. Daddy, can you come to my game? Oh, baby, please don't work late. Another wasted weekend and they are slipping away. 'Cause he works all day and lies awake at night. Tells them things will get better, just take a little more time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he has in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stays. His kingdom stays. He used to say whoever dies with the most toys wins. But if he loses his soul, what has he gained in the end? I'll take a shack on a rock or over a castle in the sand. Now he works all day and cries alone at night. Not getting any better. Looks like it's running out of time. 'Cause he worked and he built with his own two hands, and he poured all he had in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stays.
Okay, we're back this morning at the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. I hope you enjoyed that song by Casting Crowns. It has a tough message and very pointed, but it goes right along with what we were saying in that first part of our broadcast this morning. Let's make sure that we pursue Jesus and not the American dream. Hey, let's go back to Psalm 127. Psalm 127, we read verses 1 and 2 and talked about those for a little while in the first half of the program this morning. You know, if you miss any of these broadcasts or any part of them, you can go online to thechurchatlasvegas.com, and under the tabs of ministry things, you can find Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. John Wood is very faithful in getting these all up there and making sure that they're in place. You can go back and listen to those anytime you want. I really appreciate him doing that for me. But here's the thing about it is that in Psalm 127, starting in verse 3, it says this: sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. Friends, I want you to know that this goes hand in hand with what we listened to at first. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. And here's one of the things that unfortunately a lot of people put before children. Okay, what we talked about in the first half. people put all of those things, career, money, houses, all this meaningless stuff in life, they put all that stuff before their children. Friends, I want to tell you this morning, and if you don't know or you know this, maybe it'll come as a shock, but children are a huge, huge treasure, a huge, huge blessing. They are a heritage from the Lord. In other words, that's how the Lord intends to build the house. It's how he intends to build your house, through your children, not through your bank account, not through your 401k plan, through your children. Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward from him. Sons, daughters, children are a reward from God. And yet, sometimes our society acts like children are a pain in the butt. That, well, they're a nuisance, or, you know, oh, I got to figure out some way to take care of them so I can go back to work and make money. You know what's interesting? There are so many women in the workplace that think that they want a career, and the thing that they really want is to be home with their children. But they can't say that because, ooh, they could get in trouble because they're not being politically correct. That's ridiculous, okay? You know what? I think women should be more interested in following Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you can't follow Jesus and have a job, but I'm just saying, is your job more important than your children? If you are working a job, are you making sure that you're giving your children plenty of time and effort and everything else? Or do you come home from your job at the end of the day and just blah, plop? Dad, what about you? Do you do the same thing? Do you just plop down and stick your head in something and forget all about everything? I know it's easy to do. I know it's easy to do. I'm guilty of it myself. I know that. But I'm just saying that children are a reward from the Lord. So let's treat our children like they are a reward. That's how the Lord is going to build your house. That's how you're going to have a lasting legacy, is through your children. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. You know, it doesn't say how many is enough, but I'm just telling you, having children should be a blessing to us. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies at the gate. But that depends on how you raise your children up. Are you going to raise them up to follow Jesus, or are you going to raise them up to follow society? The society will raise them up to follow society. You and I have to, on purpose, train and teach and discipline our children to love the Lord God. We need to train our children to be obedient. We need to train our children to love the Word of God. We need to train our children to think like God thinks through His Word. And mom and dad, if we're not doing that, then we're just wasting everybody's time in our house, including your own. Okay? And believe me, I mean, sometimes as I look back, I think, man, I've blown it as a dad. I could have done so much better. But you know what? I'm not done trying. And I hope you're not done trying. And I hope you realize how blessed and important children are. And so we're going to listen to our last song this morning. This is by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's a song called Cinderella. And boy, it's got some powerful words too. Dads, probably kind of hard to listen to this one without crying a little bit. But just keep on serving the Lord. Keep on teaching your children to love Him too. And you'll be in the same place one of these days. So let's listen.
She spins and she sways to whatever song plays, without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's been a long day and there's still work to do. She's pulling at me saying, Dad, I need you. There's a ball at the castle and I've been invited, and I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms, 'cause I know something the prince never knew. Dance with Cinderella. I don't want to miss even one song, 'cause all too soon the clock will strike midnight and she'll be gone. She says he's a nice guy and I'd be impressed. She wants to know if I approve of the dress. She says, Dad, the prom is just 1 week away, and I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. 'Cause I know something the prince never knew. She came home today with a ring on her hand, just glowing and telling us all they had planned. She says, Dad, the wedding's still 6 months away, but I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she is here in my arms. I know something the prince never knew. Oh, 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 I'll dance with Cinderella. I don't want to miss even one song. 'Cause all too soon the clock will strike.
Hey, thank you so much, Las Vegas, for listening this morning. I count it a huge pleasure and a privilege to be able to share the Word of God with you. 30 minutes just goes by so fast sometimes. But hey, we're the Church at Las Vegas. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. Sunday morning, we'd love to have you come and visit us, get to know the Lord a little bit better. Bring your questions, your concerns. Just bring it and come on down. Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, also Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We have a Bible study and prayer meeting on Wednesday at 7, right in the middle of the week. So we're excited about all those things. Again, you can find out about us on thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com. Search, bring your questions, contact us through there if you'd like. But we just are more interested in seeing people serve the Lord than anything else. And so God bless you. Serve the Lord this week. Make sure you're building your house with the Lord's help and enjoying those blessings of children as the Lord blesses you with them. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great week. Until next week, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.